News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Eric has intensified into a major Category 3 storm with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. Located in the eastern Pacific near the coast of southern Mexico, it's expected to make landfall Thursday. Kristen Corbusiero with the University at Albany.
Unfortunately, it looks like a very bad situation for people that live in that part of the coast and perhaps inland communities as well. Because anytime you put a lot of rain with mountainous terrain, it's problematic.
The Israeli military says it launched three waves of aerial attacks against Iran in the last 24 hours. Defense Minister Israel Katz says they struck the headquarters of Iran's internal security forces. In addition, the UN nuclear watchdog says Israel hit two centrifuge production facilities in and near Tehran. Meantime, Sagar Meghani reports.
President Trump will not say if he's decided to order a U.S. strike on Iran. Asked if he'll move forward.
You don't seriously think I'm going to answer that question?
At the White House.
I may do it, I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth tells a Senate panel he's given the president strike options, but will not say if the military will help with Israeli strikes on Iran.
Any decisions on this matter are at the presidential level.
In Tehran, Iran's supreme leader rejected U.S. calls for an unconditional surrender. The president's response?
Say good luck.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The State Department's restarting the suspended process for foreigners applying for student visas. But it says all applicants will now be required to unlock their social media accounts for review, and consular offices will be on the lookout for posts and messages that could be deemed hostile to the United States. And the Buss family has agreed to sell the controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers. This is AP News. Julie Walker has the latest from a federal immigration court in New York.
Democratic Representatives Jerry Nadler and Dan Goldman showed up at immigration court in New York a day after city controller and Democratic mayoral candidate Brad Lander was arrested there.
You don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
The lawmakers tried to visit the area where Lander was detained, arguing they have a legal right. But ICE officials said no. Nadler.
What are they hiding?
Goldman says he has concerns.
Given the signs that we've seen from how these agents have treated elected officials, we're very concerned about how they are treating immigrants.
Homeland Security says they don't have to allow lawmakers in because it's holding and processing and doesn't count as detention. Lander was released after a few hours. The U.S. Attorney's Office said it was weighing charges. At Federal Plaza in New York, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.